my God. Welcome back to the Super Loop warm-up on TSN 1290. I think that's Rob Ford's music. Mike Arimus joins me in studio. Remo, Jimmy Kimmel certainly had a wonderful intro for the mayor of Toronto on his big debut on national U.S. television last night, at least planned.
Oh, my God. I got to give major props to Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, he nailed it yesterday. Yesterday wasn't just an appearance by Rob Ford and Jimmy Kimmel. It was a roast. Man.
It was a complete roast. We're going to get into it right now. Should mention, if you're tuning in right now, we'll be all over the NHL trade deadline at the top of Hustler and Lawless, as well as the Jets and Islanders. We can tell you in the last 10 minutes, Roberto Luongo has been traded to the Florida Panthers, reportedly for Jacob Markstrom. That is from the Team 1040 in Vancouver. And Andrew McDonald, who was scheduled to play for the New York Islanders tonight against the Winnipeg Jets, acquired by the Philadelphia Flyers for a third-round pick in 2014, a second-round pick in 2015, and center Matt Mangin. Hard to concentrate on Rob Ford right now, Remo, with so much going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of worried. I mean, we've got the Rona Roundtable tomorrow, 11 to 3. Richard Pollock's coming in with Rick Ralph, and we'll be joined by Bill Waters at some point in the show. But I'm kind of worried. I don't want all these trades to happen now. We don't want to be tap dancing for, you know, 4 hours tomorrow.
You're worried. Try to be James Duthie or the rest of the TSN panel. They're freaking out right now with all this activity. But for us, we're at 24-7 here on TSN 1290, so all you need to do is keep it here for the latest on the Winnipeg Jets and what's happening around the National Hockey League. But let's have a little fun here for the last few minutes of the Super Loop warm-up for some highlights of Rob Ford. And, well, Remo, you saw this. First of all, what did you think of his outfit when he came out? He's always had a very unique sense of style.
Well, we all know about the ties and the suits, but here's what Jimmy Kimmel asked him.
Why are you dressed like a magician?
he was wearing a black suit with this bright red tie that was tied way too long. I mean, the guy needs to get some kind of publicist.
He very straight up does need a stylist.
Yeah, he needs a stylist. Needs something. I mean, it's kind of...
Well, he was dressed in fine Rob Ford fashion, and Jimmy Kimmel decided he'd first off ask him what he's doing there.
Why are you here? What good could come of this? Have you ever seen this show?
No, because I had some crazy guy call me on my cell phone and say, this is Jimmy Kimmel. I want you to come on the show.
Now, Ford has legendarily sends his card out to everyone with his cellular phone number, and apparently Jimmy actually called it, and that's how it came to be.
I mean, why wouldn't Jimmy Kimmel want Rob Ford on his show? I mean, this guy is a constant newsmaker. Everything he does, I mean, we pay attention. They blast him on every late-night show. I mean, Jimmy Fallon just started on Tonight Show. I'm sure he's trying to steal some of his viewers. And great way for Jimmy Kimmel to take some of the momentum from the Oscars and have Rob Ford on and basically just roast him for 40 minutes.
Yeah, he was on for 3 full segments. And, yeah. You know, he did try to continue to go back to... you know, the party lines of, you know, just promoting Toronto. One of his common themes was the fact that he is the man of customer service.
Never. It's, I give my number out because you're the boss. And when you say jump, I say how high. The taxpayers here want service, and I don't believe in going through all the bureaucrats. Call Rob Ford. I guarantee I'll return your call, and I'll go right to your front door to serve you. I've been doing it for 14 years.
Realistically, how high can you jump?
And you know, Huss, that was the whole show. I mean, Rob Ford would talk, and then Jimmy Kimmel would just interrupt him and just start making fun of him. I mean, like, just Rob Ford's talking, and then you hear this.
You are sweating a lot. Let me get you some tissues here.
No, we're good. We're good.
Do you mind if I dab you, Mr. Mayor? I'm auction this off on eBay afterwards.
Very good.
Actually, I'm going to take the DNA from this tissue. I'm going to clone you, and we're going to have a whole army of you here in LA. It's good.
Well, you know, it is funny. And Jimmy, I think there's a big part of him that really likes Rob Ford. I mean, he certainly has been God's gift to comedians. But Jimmy Kimmel, in a way, and I'm not sure whether this was originally planned, but he took a ton of heat on Twitter through social media for having Rob Ford on, because obviously Rob Ford has a ton of detractors. And, well, he faced that head on when he... let the mayor of Toronto know the sort of feedback Jimmy was receiving for his scheduled appearance.
I have to say, people seem very angry that I was having you on the show tonight. People from Toronto, on Facebook, on Twitter. This is disgusting. Having our embarrassment of a mayor on your show is a slap to all Torontonians. Really disappointed you're giving this abusive exploiter the time of day, Jimmy. I hope you remember that clown you're about to trot out is a very sick, very bad man. You know about Rob Ford's domestic abuse, drunk driving, racism, homophobia, and inability to tell the truth too, right? Is there any validity to any of these things?
Is that all I got?
No, you got a lot of them.
And you know, I have to give it, I know everyone's got an opinion on Rob Ford, but I mean, he basically is just getting destroyed by one of the best comics in the world. And I thought that was a pretty funny backhanded. I mean, Rob Ford has proven to be completely Teflon, and he just tried basically the same routine that he's been doing in Toronto for the last few years.
You know, I couldn't figure out, I'm watching this interview, and I can't figure out if Rob Ford knows that we're all laughing at him and that he's basically on to be a joke. And I don't know if he knows, or I can't tell if he knows and simply doesn't care. Because the one thing Rob Ford loves, he definitely loves this attention. He loves going to L.A. He loves going on Jimmy Kimmel. And he's trying to promote Toronto. And he's trying to, you know, tell people to vote for him for mayor. But, I mean, if he doesn't get to vote, I mean, if he gets elected for mayor, reelected, I think that's great for him. But if he doesn't, I mean, look, Jimmy Kimmel says that, you know what, I'm going to take you to Jamaica.
Good. I have a lot of Jamaican friends, and that's how we speak in a private setting. If someone wants to take me, they can take me.
Have you been to Jamaica?
No.
I would love to take you there for spring break sometime. Montego Bay.
There's no doubt about it. If he does not win the this re-election for mayor, which I actually think there's a very good chance that he will, there are many options for this train wreck of what would be a former mayor at that time to do things with the likes of Jimmy Kimmel. My favorite part was when he asked him if he was homophobic.
Are you homophobic?
No, I'm not homophobic.
Do you
are
think
you?
If you had more gay friends, you would not wear that tie?
This all goes back to the stylist questions. And then Jimmy, you know, being the nice guy that he is, offers to maybe gift the mayor a few.
We need to talk about your ties. I know you're not supposed to accept gifts as mayor, but I'm going to send you some ties.
I can't accept them. I can't accept them.
Well, I'm going to send some unmarked ties to your office, and if they should wind up around your neck, then, well, so be it.
Like, he's talking about, Rob Ford's talking about customer service, like some of his polities, like the company line, and Jimmy Kimmel just interrupts him. Hey, are you a homophobic? We got to get you some new ties. Like,
well, and never mind being asked if he was homophobic. And, you know, in one of the more poignant moments, and I think actually Jimmy Kimmel was being somewhat straight when he asked him about this, but they did touch on the mayor's drinking, and he asked him if he was an alcoholic.
You know, as a human being, you seem like a very nice guy to me. And, you know, if you are an alcoholic, which, you know, listen, you know, if you're drinking enough that you can try crack in your 40s and you don't remember it, maybe that's something that you might want to think about, like talking to somebody.
No, I wasn't elected to be perfect, Jimmy. I was elected to clean up the mess that I inherited. And that's exactly what I've done.
It was one of the most vicious burns I've ever seen on live television.
It didn't look good for him, but I don't know if he cares, but I think the best part about this, the way that Jimmy Kimmel orchestrated, I mean, who could follow Rob Ford? I can tell you that no A-list, maybe D-list, B-list, no celebrity's going to want to. So they go and they get Gonzo the Muppet to go after him. I mean, a complete joke of an interview. I mean, Gonzo comes out, he's got the strings. I mean, he's this little toy doll.
He had a nicer tie than Rob Ford.
Sitting on this chair. And I can't stop laughing. And even Gonzo got into the action. I mean, here's Jimmy Kimmel asking Gonzo about being a chicken file. I don't know what that is, but here's the clip.
You look a little bit like a bird. I know that you like chickens. You're a chicken file.
Why do I feel like Rob Ford right now? I mean, there's no pejorative tone there, is there?
I think you're sitting in a puddle right now.
Oh my God.
And that was the way it ended for the mayor of Toronto. Was there really any other way that this could have possibly gone? I guess the one way it could have gone is that he could have had a meltdown, which he didn't. And, you know, if it's even possible, Rob Ford actually did gain some sympathy from a number of people.
Did he?
Because of the way that, he was, you know, sort of set up. Now, I don't know why he would expect any difference, but I think this is the thing that's so fascinating about Rob Ford, is that he, in so many ways, is oblivious to so much of the ridiculousness that he has come to personify, and it all came together in an incredible collision with one of the comic greats in Jimmy Kimmel last night on the Tube.
Yeah, I think he's one thing he possesses is the ability. I mean, he's done all this dumb stuff, but he can, I mean, they're showing all the, basically showing a best of highlight reel of Rob Ford the whole time, and he's just kind of laughing it off, you know, just, it's kind of brushed off his back, and I mean, who knows if he can get reelected, be a complete, even a bigger joke than it already is, but it was fascinating television, and it was great to watch, and I'll give Jimmy Kimmel major props for
that.
Great
job getting all that stuff ready for us, Reem. That was fun. Well, that's going to do it for the Super League warm-up. Thanks to Dave Crist, and a big thanks to Roman Reigns of The Shield from WWE. Congratulations to Barry Black. Barry was our winner of the tickets to wrestling on Friday night at the MTS Center, as well as the meet and greet. And a shout-out to John Fulton, who won the Linkin Park 30 Seconds to Mars and AFI tickets. As for the Carnivores Tour, coming Wednesday, August 27th to the MTS Center. Folks, so much coming on. The latest on Roberto Luongo's trade to the Florida Panthers. And another big deal involving a player that was scheduled to play at the MTS Center tonight for the New York Islanders. And the latest on the Jets. It's all coming up here on TSN 1290. Hustler and Lawless is next.